The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The U.S. once again has an official embassy in Cuba, but that doesn't mean all is forgiven. Not even close.
If we have relations with Cuba, I don't think we should have them without reparations.
More after this from Charlie. The American flag has flown for years over Guantanamo, but now, with the official reopening of the U.S. Embassy, it will fly in Havana, too. And so begins a long and difficult legal struggle, which has been brewing since 1959.
The soldiers were there. He spoke to them and got in the car and drove away. That was the end of the farm.
Why wouldn't the soldiers let you into the farm?
They had taken it over. They had nationalized it.
CBS News correspondent Margaret Brennan spoke with Lois Schechter, who, along with her late husband Roy, were hounded out of Cuba when Fidel Castro's soldiers took their 14,000-acre farm. They were among the wealthy landowners that Castro felt had exploited the poor.
The Schechters had been on the island for 60 years and lived in this 17-room home. It's now in a guarded diplomatic enclave and occupied by Chinese officials.
This building used to house a successful shirt factory owned by the Schechters, but it too was taken. And by 1961, the family had no choice but to pack up and leave.
The Schechters were able to smuggle out a few pieces of jewelry, but that was it. Now, they want compensation for the rest. They're filing a claim for over $8 million.
But you feel that money that the Castros owe you?
Yeah, it was the family's.
Of course, chasing out the wealthy landowners failed to make Cuba rich. But Cuba blames that on the U.S. embargo. In fact, the Cuban government figures that because of the embargo, the U.S. owes it $300 billion. Which means that if these claims are paid, any money the Schechters might get would come from American taxpayers. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.